Welcome to the Left Hand Backhand Podcast, episode 43. Episode Super Bowl preview, episode NBA trade deadline recap. Holy crap, Jeffrey, we got a lot to talk about.
This was, in to date, one of the wildest trade deadlines I've seen in a long time.
I was, like, we had a couple of, like, firework moves to start, and then I was like, oh, that's probably going to be it. And then there's a bunch more moves that I thought were actually significant. So we're going to break all that down. So for those of you that love the NBA, you're going to want to listen to this one. And for those of you that don't, you're still going to want to listen because Jeff's got a segment that's not NBA related for us.
Yeah, barely not related.
But first, as always, question of the pod.
Ooh, some Q-tips.
What would it take to be added to a BLT to make it a top-tier elite sandwich? A BLT is good. Everybody, like, I feel like people don't dislike BLTs. But it's also not, like, anybody's favorite sandwich. You know what I mean?
Some people may love it, and it's, like, a really good go-to. But, yeah, it's not elite tier. It's not S-tier.
If I ask anybody on the streets, you know, because we keeps it real in the streets, I ask anybody, hey, what's your favorite sandwich? Like,
most people
less than 5% are going to say BLT. So my question is, what needs to be added to the BLT to make it an elite sandwich?
Okay, so can I add another protein, or would that be feeling like too cheaty? Like it's cheating.
Let's keep it to 5 characters. Right now we have BLT. We can add 2 more things to it. And then we can make it a new name.
Like, I don't know, it just sounded really funny in my mind, but I thought BLTCH. It's the
belch.
It's the you have to bleep it out to say the whole thing almost.
It's the tulch.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, to me, a sandwich like that, I've never been a huge fan because bacon, unless there's piles of it, it's just never enough bacon. There's never enough on a BLT for it to feel substantial enough. Like, I know that's not the point of a BLT.
Yeah.
But and if it's got to have something
chicken,
else.
I think that just makes it...
It's just a chicken sandwich.
It's there's a name for it. Not the club, but...
Oh. I hear... No.
There is a name for it. I can't remember what it is.
I don't know, though. There's... Because a grilled chicken would be fantastic, but then it's just not, it's not BLT. So if I'm adding a smaller item to it, this is a great idea,
thinker.
But also it just changed, BLT is so classic, I feel like I'm butchering it by adding some lesser known item like, I don't know, like grilled onions or something.
What about a bolt?
Like a bunch of, what?
A bolt.
What's a bolt?
BL. Bacon, olive, onion? Lettuce, tomato.
Olive? And olive's not going to do enough. It's not going to vault it better. It's actually going to make it worse. Grilled onions, though, could add a lot of good stuff to it.
Okay, so the O is the onions.
Yeah.
And
we could do... what, cheese?
Bulked.
If you added a good cheese to it... Maybe.
Ooh, okay. We add a little, what's that cheese that you said that I didn't know what it was?
Havarti Gruyere. You and your Gruyere.
All you had to do was, you could have said
you're never going to remember.
You could have said cheddar, and you gave the most obscure cheese.
It's because I figured that someone with some intelligence would know what Gruyere was, because Nick,
you're talking to me,
no,
dude,
time.
I'm not intelligent.
I don't know. That's just...
I'm a class
That's
A.
That's just an honest.
No, I mean.
I don't know what you mean.
I'm a class A over here, you know what I mean?
I'm a loser, baby, so why don't you. No, I'm not going to say it. Okay. Sorry.
Anyways, if you have ideas for what would make a BLT.
Onion
elite,
cheese. Grilled onions and cheese. So a bagulk.
What if you.
A bagulk.
What if you did ham and bacon?
Ham? No, it's
enough?
It's the same. Ham is basically
add
bacon.
Texture?
No, I wouldn't like that. I would choose just the plain bacon over bacon and ham together. That doesn't. Okay. It seems wrong. Like, I'm like, you know, separate but equal. You know what I mean?
Yes, of course.
That's not how you would, what you would use that phrase, but it still works.
Right. Yeah, thanks, Rosa.
Don't call me Rosa. No. Of all, Rosa, the week of all weeks.
Rosa, Rosa.
Wow, that was Brooklyn beautiful. Nine-Nine?
No?
Don't no I mean, you sounded like Andy Samberg for a second.
Oh, well, he's in that show. Do you have a fact for us, Jeffrey?
I do. A crazy stat. Crazy fact. This is a fun one. I hope this instance happens at some point in the future because it would be really funny to hear. But do you know what color underwear baseball umpires wear? Do you know? Because it's all, everyone has to wear the same color.
I have no idea.
Any guesses?
No.
They all have to wear black underwear in case their pants split. Apparently that was a rule put in place because it had happened before.
That makes sense.
And they had to have black so that it wasn't very noticeable, which is something I never would have considered that would be possible. But that, whenever you hear rules like this, and you know this just like everybody who went on a mission. Yeah. When we talked about the little white book, the missionary training manual.
The white Bible.
The white Bible, when you had that in your pocket and people asked about it, you always joked with everybody like, hey, if it made it in here, it means it happened at some point. There's reason the rule is in that they made it. And so you know that that rule for the refs, the umps,
yeah,
had to happen because someone was looking at their humps.
Somebody had their fat cheeks hanging out.
You've got that down. That's really impressive. You do it so quick, I can't do it in time.
Well, I just have a little button. But yeah, you know somebody's cheeks had to been hanging or something
they
else
were,
had to be hanging.
They were,
and then all of a
they
sudden,
were hanging green
hanging,
over there.
Hanging brain. And then all of a sudden some little kid was just like scarred for life and sued the MLB.
Yeah, and then they're like, all right, new rule. Get those black undies. Put them on. Sorry.
Careful.
I said that really aggressive. I shouldn't have said it like that. Those black underwear items, those undergarments.
Oh, dears. Okay, well,
I'm really sorry. That really sounded... I didn't even notice it at first, and now that I'm hearing it in my head again, really not great.
It'll be good.
Well, in other news, Lincoln, there are new chips by Lay's, who now took a page out of Ruffles book and have the all dressed. Your prediction, because I know we'll try to find you some eventually. Do you think they will be as good or better than Ruffles' version?
Or do you
like Ruffles' texture more than Lay's anyway? So
did
it won't
you
matter.
Say Rumples?
I said Ruffles, but I was like taking a breath at the same time. So it was like Rumples. Like Rumpelstiltskin Ruffles.
Like Rumpelstiltskin. Yeah. Well, more like
no.
Skin.
You really almost good. Caught it even before you bleeped
I
it.
Did.
What do you think?
I have this on our news and notes rundown to go through. I went to the store today to look for them because all dressed flavoring is my favorite. The Pringles were solid.
Like a 5 out of 10. 5 out of 10.
They were better than barbecue Pringles to me.
Okay.
Once I got the second packaging of it,
the
and
second
it had way
can.
More flavor, I gave it a 7. So
I tried multiple cans and it didn't really. The one of them was maybe a little bit more, but most of them are the same. So.
Yeah,
you might have gotten a good can.
Love me a good can. these Lay's flavoring is usually pretty solid. Like Lay's barbecue is very good. Lay's salt and vinegar, also very good.
Okay.
I've never seen Lay's ketchup.
Hmm.
And Lay's.
So you think the flavoring will be
Lay's,
good?
I think the flavoring will be okay. I'm a little bit nervous. For it for some reason, just because
you think the texture is gonna mess with it, like it's, or do you think
know.
It's gonna be
normally
really,
like if I'm gonna go pick chips, I'm gonna go for Lay's because they have better flavors than Ruffles typically to me. But I do like the texture of Ruffles chips better, and I love the ridges on there that you get extra flavoring like stuck in those ridges.
Mm.
So it's if they can get the flavoring right, I think it'll be a hit. I'm just nervous that they're going to attempt it and not get it. You know what I mean?
Sure.
So.
Okay.
I'm still going to buy 10 bags. Like, Don't get
wrong. You're gonna stock. No, you gotta buy one preliminary bag, open it up in the store, eat some, and then if you like it, just hurry and go grab more. Otherwise, you can just walk out.
I open it in the store.
Yeah.
An employee walks up to me. I just hand him $5. Shut up.
Yeah. And I just keep. Don't tell anyone.
Dude, remember going to Winco as a kid and sneaking a gummy out of the bulk gummy sections? Did you ever do that?
No, because I was always around there with my family, and so I can never do it. My conscience. I'll just tell you this. I went to the store 2 days ago and went and got all, you know, a bunch of different random items. And when I got home, I realized that I didn't scan my lactose-free milk, because I didn't put it in the container. And I felt so bad, I went back and paid for it. Because I was like, it was milk. It was $3.
Everybody clap for Jeffrey. He's a good boy.
No, it's an internal thing I'm scared of for some reason. I just can't.
I would have done that too. Although a couple times I did, and I believe that my mom took me back to Winco to make me pay for, like, the 3 gummies that I stole as, like, a 6-year-old kid.
They're like, ma'am, your son stole some items. She's like, where are the gummies? She's like, no, he stole a 65-inch flat screen. Like, what? They have you on video carrying it out.
I'm just like, it's like days before my 8th birthday.
I'm just carrying out a big old TV. Yeah, but you're like, I can get baptized and no one will know.
Yeah. It's only forgiven.
White clean.
That's so sacrilegious.
We all thought something or other after. We're like, why didn't we do more?
Oh, man. It's so funny.
Poor little Link.
So yes, I will be buying a bunch of All-Dressed chips. Also, next week we will be doing a taste test for the new Post Malone Oreos.
So for those of you that have
not heard of these, Post Malone did a cool Oreo. I don't even remember what it's called, but it has some sort of swirly flavor to it, and it looks fantastic. I bought a bag or a container today. Way more expensive than... I guess it's as expensive as I thought it would be.
$6, $7?
It was 5, but it was, I think there's probably...
That's normal Oreos.
...in there.
Oh, it's tiny.
It's like a normal size kind of container, but there's, you could feel 3 rows, and it's not like a ton in there. There's maybe like 18, but...
Okay.
I don't know why I'm complaining or even saying any of this. This is pointless to say, but we're going to test that next week. So if you want to try it along with us, go buy a package and wait for next week's app to drop. Or go buy a package and eat some now, so then you have reference for when we do test it next week. So.
Yeah, compare it. I love Venn diagrams.
Mm.
All those different things we did as a kid. I was going to tell you, I tried a new Dr. Pepper flavor. I got it and had my work colleagues try it. It was Dr. Pepper Blackberry. Mm. And it was brand new, and it tastes like NyQuil cough syrup.
Ooh.
It smells like blackberry, and then when you drink it, it's like the syrupy, like, medicine, and it's like, it's not horrible, but it's just, that's what it reminds me of, so I can't drink it.
I could see that.
It's sad.
I heard somebody say that Dr. Pepper is A&W root beer mixed with Coca-Cola.
I need to try that then, because I'm interested if that's true.
It's like a 2/3 to 1/3 ratio. I don't remember which is which. But somebody said that they did it, and then they mixed it up. So they poured Dr. Pepper into a cup, and then they did their mixture of Coca-Cola and A&W root beer into a cup, and they mixed it so they didn't know what it was, and they couldn't discern the difference.
Hmm. Okay.
So
that would be a fun trial and error situation.
If you like Dr. Pepper, shout out Lexus and my mom, you should do that.
Yeah, some D-Pep.
Yeah. Do we want to get into our Super Bowl preview and score predictions before we go into our segments?
1,000%, because this is interesting.
So, Jeff, we have a bet on the line.
Yeah, it's not crazy, but it's definitely fun, and our viewers will enjoy. What is our bet? No.
I'm obviously taking the Chiefs, and Jeff is
by default
against me.
It didn't matter who it was going to be.
You also did say before, like we even talked about doing a bet, that you think the Eagles are going to win.
I do. Genuinely, after putting up 55 points in a divisional game, or in an NFC championship.
I can't drive 55. But
wow, you, well, your name isn't. Never mind. I'm not gonna say it.
Okay.
The football player who went 110 miles an hour.
Oh, Henry Ruggs. Yeah.
I'm not gonna say Henry Ruggs. No, I'm not.
We have a Bean Boozled bet on the line. So, that might be a good time to do it with the Oreos as well. I don't know. Maybe we'll see.
It's going to be interesting.
One of us, whoever loses the bet, has to go buy a package of the jelly Bean Boozled, which has nasty flavors from vomit to grass to bubble
stinky
gum
socks.
To, yeah.
It has fish. I think rotten fish is one of them, and that is. I think that's going to be the worst one in there.
Dude, I had a grass one once, and it was like I almost threw up. It was so.
It sounds all of them sound horrible, except for the bubble gum one is also toothpaste is the other option, and toothpaste doesn't sound horrible to me in a bubble.
Yeah. So like apparently I watched somebody do one like within the last month, and. You spin a little spinner and it lands on a certain flavor, and so you go and you pick that, and it could either be a good flavor or a bad flavor, and you don't know. You just have to test it and throw it in your mouth. So we're gonna do 10 different jelly beans throughout the episode, right?
Yeah,
that's what we agreed on.
At least, yeah.
Yeah, at least 10. So
we'll do them. We'll do them every 3 to 5 minutes or so.
We already previewed the Super Bowl a little bit last week, just in terms of talking about everybody's strengths and weaknesses. I feel like it's pretty much an even coin flip right now, in my opinion.
It feels similar odds, except for obviously the quarterback situation is going to be
a toss-up. And head coach. But Jeff, what is your score prediction? Because if you get the score right, I will shave my mustache and I will cut my mullet off.
That is insane.
And if I get it right, if I get the score exactly right, you have to shave your beard.
Okay, deal.
To a mustache.
I can shave it to a mustache or all of it, whatever you want. I'll even shave it just so I have just right underneath my nose. Just this little patch.
You have to also shave this little spot off.
Right in the middle, and then leave the two sides.
Yep, just like me.
Okay, deal. I'll do that. And I'd say my score prediction. I've already read the script, so I already know it. I read the script. It's gonna be, it's gonna be 28-20.
Wow. Okay. I'm saying it's a little bit higher scoring than that. I'm saying it's 34-27 Chiefs.
Okay. These scores are always so random. It feels like you think it's going to be close, and then you start watching the game, and they miss the extra point, and then someone goes for a two-point conversion, and there's a safety, and then there's a... Like, these games always have wild stuff.
Yep. I think the Chiefs get a late stop like they did against the Bills, and then pick up a first down in the last 2 minutes to run the clock out and win by 7.
Okay. Interesting.
Right. Do you want to do trade deadline before we do your segment?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's do it.
I'm going to share my screen.
This is your Google Doc, your heralded Google Doc that you created?
Yeah.
Now that you don't have your Excel sheets anymore.
This is just easier to share with you. Okay.
Oh, that is crazy. You went insane with this.
I went sicko mode a little bit. Okay.
Okay.
We're going to start from the bottom. Now we're here.
Yeah. Jinx. Nice.
D'Lo back to the Nets. And then Dorian Finney-Smith and Shake Milton to the Lakers.
Are these in no particular order?
Starting from the bottom, going to the top is like the most recent.
Okay. I actually did not see the D'Angelo Russell one today.
That one was several days ago.
Okay. I missed that then.
Wow. I mean, Dorian Finney-Smith and Shake Milton, I think those are good moves.
Yeah. D'Angelo Russell, sure, he's kind of been a journeyman the last few years, kind of bouncing around, and he's good, and he can play, but...
D'Lo's been with the Lakers for the last, like, 3 years.
I thought he just got traded back to him, like, a year ago, 2 years ago.
No, he made it back to them, like, I think in the bubble.
So he was with Lakers?
For, like, the last 4 years.
And just the Nets?
He went Nets, and then he went to Warriors...
D'Lo must have gotten there, 2021, because he wasn't there on the championship team, right?
I thought he was. I could be wrong. But anyways,
maybe he was. Yeah. Interesting. So that pick or that trade, I felt like was pretty baseline. I don't feel like it was too much one side or another. I think it was just needs based.
I think they got rid of someone who was gonna play minutes for them that wasn't adding the value to their team that they needed. So I thought it was a good move.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, and I think the Nets got what they wanted.
He went Lakers, Nets, Warriors, Wolves, Lakers. Oh, okay. You're right. He's just there for 2 years.
Yeah, that's what you questioned me, Mr. NFL man.
Sorry.
Question me.
All right. Luka to the Lakers and AD to the Mavs. The trade that nearly broke the internet that made everyone think that Shams got hacked. I called you and Max and broke the news to you both live.
It didn't even seem like we were living in an NBA world that made sense anymore. And it still feels like now anything goes. Like, yes. They just took off the mask of every NBA owner and said, here you go, you have the chance to do this too. And they're like, "What? How did you do this?"
I saw a funny meme, and it was like, everything that the Nets turned 34-year-old Kevin Durant into... And it's like all these first-round picks and all these different players, and then what the Mavericks turned Luka into. And it's like AD and a pick. And it's like...
It's crazy that they got Max Christie, AD, and they got one or two picks. That's it.
Yeah.
For Luka. The dude we've seen have countless game winners, put up 30-point triple-doubles, put up 70-plus points
in
a game.
We've also seen him rip his jersey multiple times, too, with his head.
I would rip his jersey with my head. I mean, his I head. Would rip his jersey. Yeah, with his head.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, time will tell. He hasn't played yet for the Lakers, but when he does, it's going to...
It's going to break everything.
It's essentially all the other like stars in the NBA have said... Hey, we don't really know if, like, we're safe anymore. Like, if Luka's not safe in Dallas and he was blindsided by it, like, what does that say about any of us? Like,
yeah, it makes you feel like there's less stars that are untouchable, which we've seen with than Kevin Durant, which we've seen with some of these players who actually could have been traded.
Yeah. Well, so. The next star that was moved, your boy...
Highway robbery. This feels like the Spurs. The Spurs almost robbed the Kings more than the Lakers robbed them, and it feels
but
crazy
also
to say that.
But the Kings got a Kings ransom too. They got
the Bulls mostly got shafted.
The Bulls got like all the shafts.
They got nothing.
Like,
yeah, they got nothing.
Pause.
You're like a surprise. Pause. Resume. Hello?
Yeah.
They did. They got Zach Collins, pretty boy over there. They got hair part
That's
boy.
Why I said poop.
Trey Jones is all right, but I knew it didn't matter. Yeah, poop to the
didn't
Bulls.
Matter. Didn't matter.
But De'Aaron Fox already shown his worth. Dude balled out last night.
Rick Fox next year is crazy.
Rick Fox. Yeah, sure. The Fox Trot. What's his name? The Juice. Wait, that's OJ. Don't they call him Juice, the Juice is Loose, except they say the Fox is Loose? I think that's the phrase they say.
Well, too many fox in the hen house.
Well, that was really good.
Thanks.
Because I didn't have another comeback for
As a Spurs fan, great move for you guys. So, I'm happy
Next
for
year
you.
Will
I
be
feel like he's
cinema.
A good fit, too. How many years
he already
does
felt like a Spur.
CP3 have on his...
I think he's got one more year. I thought he just signed a 1 year, but maybe it was two. Either way, if he leaves or stays, it doesn't matter. We get the rest of the season with CP3
also,
to help
have
with
him
them.
Come off the bench and just like lead the young guys.
If he's okay with it, I don't know if he's gonna want to start. That's the whole point of going to the Spurs. Yeah. He wanted to start. Well, he didn't want to be on the Warriors and be Tony Stark built this in a cave. with a box of scraps.
That's the second time I reference that.
Yeah, I'll reference it every day if I have to. That's an amazing line.
Yeah. Caleb Martin and KJ Martin to the Mavs, and Quentin Grimes to the Sixers.
The Mavs are so different now. They're so different.
Good move for both teams. But yeah, there's a few more Mavs moves left on this. So
yeah, the Mavs are a very, very different team. But yeah, it feels very solid. Nothing crazy.
Daniel Tice to the Thunder. Jonas
as a bench player behind Chet.
Kings.
Valanciunas, little JV, Travis, otherwise known as Travis Kelce.
Travis Kelce,
yeah, never seen him in the same room together.
That's true. Kyle Kuzma to the Bucks, and
that's weird.
To the Wizards.
They called him the Big Three. I hate that they said a new Big Three and Bucks.
Very
no,
hate that. But Kyle I do Kuzma. Think it's a good move for the Bucks because Chris Middleton, bless
he's
his
aging.
Soul, aging, and his production is just. And his defense
it's
fallen off.
The Wizards are making some other moves, so yeah.
Yes. So, good. I feel like it was a good move on both sides. Kuzma needed to be moved, and it's a good swing for the Bucks. If he fails, he fails. Whatever.
But yeah, but he's younger.
He's not going to fail worse than what Chris Middleton was doing this year anyway. So,
and he's not going to get crazy volume between Dame and Giannis. Right. He can figure out a role in that, which I don't hate him. I don't love him. I just feel like he has to find a good, you know, hit some spot ups, maybe create some shots here and there.
Yep.
Do some little things.
Then another giant trade, Jimmy Butler finally got out of Miami to the Warriors. Love the fit. I kind of wanted to see this happen, to be honest.
It's all right.
I don't think it's amazing, but I wanted to see a shakeup. I like when there's drama in the NBA. I don't want drama in my life. I want drama in the NBA.
The Jimmy Butler drama has been building for a long time.
Yeah,
and that trade,
coffee in the bubble.
Dude, that was the funniest interaction of Kevin Love and Tyler Hero and
with the
fan was like, yo, and he's like, what year was it? Kevin Love was like, what year? And he's like, I don't know. They didn't say the year. Is it unprotected? And then he was like, you guys, we fleeced them. Let's go. It was so funny. To know that he broke the news to the players. That's crazy.
Really funny. And then Anthony Wiggins to the Heat. So finally, Anthony Wiggins and Kevin Love are teammates.
What are you saying?
What?
Why'd you say Anthony Wiggins?
Andrew Wiggins. Oh my gosh.
I was like, what are you saying?
Anthony Wiggins was a kid in my middle school.
And I was like, you are on drugs if you think Anthony Wiggins is a player in the NBA. Who are you talking about?
Shout out to Wiggins. No, sorry, that was Jordan Wiggins. There's
Anthony Wiggins.
Somebody else. I can't remember.
Andrew Wiggins to the Heat, which is
Andrew
fine.
Wiggins to the Heat, and so he and Kevin Love are finally teammates after years. Sorry for that brain fart. It was a little bit stinky.
That's so funny.
Brandon Ingram to the Raptors.
That's big time, though.
Bruce Brown and Kelly Olynyk to the Pels.
Brandon Ingram, he's got a lot
sure
in the tank.
What's going on with the Raptors, though?
I don't either.
The Raptors made a few more moves that we'll highlight here in just a second.
But they got Scotty Barnes. They got...
Yeah.
Pirtle.
Some
things.
Pirtle. Come on, get off your Pirtle horse.
Pirtle, I hardly know her.
Well, am I not Pirtle-y enough for the Pirtle Club?
Well, don't cast your Pirtles before swine.
Ooh, nicely done.
Well, the Pirtle of great price. Ooh. That was good.
And Andy Reid.
Did
you see that?
Yeah, you sent it to
me. That's nice. I did. Mark Williams to the Lakers for Dalton Knecht and Cam Reddish to the Hornets. Fun fact.
That's a B+.
Mark Williams is the same age as Dalton Knecht. Dalton Knecht was that old.
Dalton Knecht's been in the college for a while, and Mark Williams came right out of first year.
Yeah. So, more that I've looked into it, the more I like the trade for the Lakers. I think it's a good move for them to fill a void that they needed. And now they've got a pretty solid starting five. I don't know.
They
what
do.
The
they
like,
honestly, they could compete if Mark Williams gets going. That is a really solid all around team. If anyone can make that work, it's LeBron, and Luka's gonna be a passing merchant and shooting merchant. So yeah, I like that a lot.
James Wiseman to Toronto. It's funny to see him still being bounced around. Kevin Porter Jr. to the Bucks for Marjon Beauchamp to the Clips.
Kevin Porter.
Formerly from Houston. Remember he had
I'm thinking of a different one. I'm thinking of the other reporter.
Marcus Smart to the Wizards. Marcus Smart Bagley to the Grizz.
Dude, he won Defensive Player of the Year and then just ghosted everybody in the league.
Yeah.
He's just been a bench rider forever. It's like, what happened?
What a great move by the Clippers, though. Can we acknowledge that? Like, they were, you'd rather be a year too early than a year too late.
Yeah.
And they got rid of him when he had value.
Right when they needed to.
Yeah, good move by them. Bogdan Bogdanovic to the Clips for Terrence Mann and Bones Highland to the Hawks. Good move for the Clips.
I am high on Bogdan. I think he is a fantastic player. He's a crazy good shooter. That's a fantastic trade.
It's a good move for the Clips. I don't know how he's going to settle into their lineup, but because Terrence Mann is actually, I think he's a solid player.
He can fit in well. He's a good shooter, man. I wouldn't care if he just shot. That would be fantastic.
DeAndre Hunter to the Cavs for Caris LeVert and Gorgeous Niang.
Gorgeous Niang? Like, man. Hawks are trying to... They don't care now.
Yusuf Nurkić to the Hornets for Cody Martin. Why did I do it with an E?
The Suns had to do something since they couldn't get the KD trade to work with
Jimmy.
Which
they mostly just wanted to get Nurkić off their books. He was costing
his salary.
Davion Mitchell to the Heat and PJ Tucker to the Raptors. Apparently PJ Tucker didn't want to go back to the Heat.
PJ Tucker was traded four times in like 4 days. That's crazy.
This is like the final of where he ended up, not all the moves.
Yeah.
Transient moves. And then Reggie Jackson to the Wizards from Philly.
Which Reggie's just kind of, he's kind of been around.
So the Wizards got Reggie Jackson. They got
Marcus Smart.
And they got Chris Middleton. Like, what are they? Yeah. They're getting a bunch of these old dudes? Like, what?
I don't know what they're doing, man. I don't know what they're building over there. They're building something.
Yeah, Heat got Davion Mitchell and Andrew Wiggins, or Anthony Wiggins, depending on who you're asking. The Mavs got AD and...
AD, Max Christie.
Max Christie, and then where else?
And then KJ Martin. Yeah.
Interesting.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of these teams made multiple moves, and other teams stayed silent, like the Blazers, who were potentially shopping Anfernee, DeAndre Ayton, and Jeremy Grant. But the Blazers are also winners of 9 of the last 10.
Which is unreal to have a stretch like this in their season.
Still in the 12th seed.
They have the best defense in the NBA right now. In the last 10 seasons. 104. 104 is the rating. That's crazy.
You
want to
know why?
Why?
Because of my boy, Tumani Kamara.
Kamara, I mean, he's definitely made an impact, but dude, they've all been playing. They've been meshing well. And guess what I said? What did I say? I said once they figured out how to play together... And they figured out how to do well because it felt like they had a lot of good parts. They just didn't know how to be a team. And we said at the beginning of the season when we talked.
Yeah.
And they are figuring it out, man. They're figuring out how to score and play good help defense and not have stretches. Sixth. Yeah, they're figuring out ways to score.
It's crazy. Yeah.
It is kind of scary as a Spurs fan.
So,
I shouldn't be worried about that.
Favorite move from the deadline, trade deadline.
Is that a question?
Yeah. What was your favorite move from the trade deadline?
De'Aaron. No question.
Okay. Aside from that, because that's
aside from that. The Lakers getting Luka. The NBA drama that added to it is unbelievable. It made it more exciting, and that's gonna be a crazy. The implications, the MBs for the next 10 years, are insane.
It is crazy. The more that I'm looking into Mark Williams, I actually really like that move for the Lakers as well. And like I think you said it, Luka needs a lob threat guy. Because Luka's just going to throw stuff up at the rim. And
he's got the longest reach, longer than Wemby.
I think this is an insanely good move for LeBron too, because Luka will take over ball handling. He'll close out games so LeBron can play his lazy defense or his lazy offense where he just stands in the corner. His old lazy, he can just do nothing. So, I think it's a good move for LeBron. It'll preserve him for the play-in tournament because that's where they're going.
That's
be
what he needs. They need him to. Do you think they're going to drop all the way to the play-in?
I don't know.
They're fifth right now. I think they're fifth. They're not that far off, honestly. They could maintain this with the shakeups that have happened, if not be better than they have been. I'm pretty sure they're fifth or sixth.
You're right. Rockets are third. Grizzlies are second.
Second time you've questioned me. Grizzlies look good, man. Ja looks good.
But also, the difference between fifth and 11th is four games. So
yeah, it's pretty tight. Right. And the Spurs are like what, three games out of that? So.
And the Blazers and Spurs have the same win.
They're at the same. The Blazer already came all the way back to now
they
be tied with Spurs.
Three more losses than the Spurs, but. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Dude, the Blazers are on fire, and it's so much fun. Even though all of Blazer Nation is like, hey, like, this is really fun, but what are we doing? Why are we doing
this? Like, what's the point? This is the most ethical tank job I've ever seen.
Flag. Like,
yeah, they're trying to tank, but, like, not. They're so conspicuous about it. Like, ooh, are we tanking? Yeah. No one knows.
We beat the Pacers, the Suns in overtime, the Suns again, the Magic, the Bucks, the Hornets, the Magic again, and the Heat, and then the Bulls. And then we lost to the Thunder in a tight game. And before
that, we
lost to the Rockets, Nets, Clippers, Heat, Mavericks, Pistons. So, like, we lost a bunch right before that, but still, it's just kind of funny. A
lot of close games.
A lot of close ones. All right, enough of that. We're going to come back to the NBA pause in just a minute. But, Jeff, what do you have for us, senior?
This is a mini segment. It's really fun. I wanted to do this with you because I saw someone do this, and I'm interested because I'm surprised we never thought to do this way. But it's a bracket challenge. A little mini bracket challenge.
Love me some brackets.
But it's sports themed. Okay.
Sports.
There are, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. There's 16 matchups. There's 8 matchups, 16 contenders. And your job, you're just going to bracket it out and see who is victorious here. Victoria Justice. Okay.
Ooh.
So, first matchup, you've got, these are, Zendaya. These are Zendaya, because she's Bella Thorne, they were on that show together.
Yep, and Tom
Shake
Holland.
Shake it up. Oh, Tom Holland, wow, nice. These are championships, okay? These are different championships, and you're matching up which one is the better event / championship.
I have this as a draft idea.
You already do? Well, I guess this will spoil a little bit of it.
We're doing it.
All right. Would you rather have the Olympics or the Daytona 500? Which one is the better
Olympics, easy.
Events? Olympics moves on, okay.
Worldwide.
Worldwide Olympics, okay. Mr. 305. Okay, we've got the Kentucky Derby. Mr. is a 305. He's the only guy who can rhyme Kodak with Kodak. Congratulations, Pitbull. Take a picture of me with a Kodak. Go to Times Square. Take a picture of me with a Kodak. All right, we get it. Pitbull, Mr. 305. He says his name is International Love, and the whole time they're just singing about cities in the U.S., so none of it's international.
Yeah.
So, anyway, love me some Pitbull. All right, the Kentucky Derby or the Tour de France?
Ooh.
Which one is the better championship sporting event?
Man, I don't know about you, but as a kid, the Tour de France was such a big deal.
It was with Neil.
Because of Liv Strong.
Lance. Yeah, I had that yellow wristband until it broke off my wrist.
I still have one, by the way. Not on, but I still have one.
Nice. You still have a Livestrong?
Uh-huh. I'm going to go with the Tour de France again for the international aspect of
it. No, say it correctly. Say it correctly.
The Tour de France.
The Tour de France. With the Wembenyama and the France Tour de France.
The Tour de France.
Comment ça va? All right. Next one is the Ryder Cup or the Masters.
Ryder? I hardly know.
No. Flynn Ryder.
Well, Tony Reininger.
Oh, Tony Reininger. I said, shut up, you little insect.
You little insect.
she did.
This is easily the Masters.
Easily. Welcome to Masters music when they first turn it on. Welcome
so
to the 75th
peaceful.
Annual Masters. Like, I just play my 2K23 Master music.
The piece that fills my body when I turn it on, and it's just like a calm, like Saturday afternoon, and you're just like,
and then you just lay on the couch and take a fat nap, and you just feel so good. You just wake up to Tiger Woods hitting a birdie putt, you're like, oh, that was the perfect nap
fat is You know what I mean?
That was way too real. Felt really real. Okay, next one on the list is the UEFA, which is the soccer, Wimbledon.
UEFA. Oh.
The UEFA or Wimbledon. So this is the European soccer. Or Wimbledon. It's a toughie.
Huh. I think we got to go Wimbledon here.
Wimbledon? Pretty intense. Yeah. I mean, I never watched it a lot, but I just remember following it and being a big deal.
I remember following it. It's intense.
Too. With Djokovic and Federer and...
Federer, Nadal.
Nadal, this was big time.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to go Wimbledon.
Wimbledon. All right, so we've got that part of the bracket. Let's move on to the other side.
People might the hate East. Me for that take right there, taking nah. Wimbledon, but...
Steele will.
Yeah.
Well, Steele loves the UEFA. He
won't add me as a friend on Facebook.
Steele, better do it or else. Okay, next one. Next bracket is the World Cup or the Ironman. Which one?
Easy.
World Cup. Pretty easily.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Especially this last World Cup was crazy.
World Cup is so much fun.
It's every time. It's insane. All right, this one. March Madness or the NBA Finals?
Wow.
Tough.
No, it's not tough. And that's the problem. It's March Madness.
March Madness, no question. NBA Finals is incredible, but March Madness is another level.
You and I love the NBA Finals. March Madness...
is for everyone.
It's called madness for a reason.
Like, it's unbelievable how many people get involved in it. So
I will give you that.
It's just a couple months away. A couple months. Remember when March Madness got canceled during COVID, like right before?
That was the worst.
And we just got the notification on our phones. It was like, oh, March Madness canceled. Next one is the Stanley Cup or the World Series?
Lord Stanley.
Stanley.
This last
Yell
World
Nats.
Series was pretty epic.
It was.
I'm going to go Stanley Cup, though.
Wow. That's impressive to pick Stanley Cup.
I think Stanley Cup is... the history behind both is pretty incredible, but I feel like Stanley Cup has more driving force moving forward.
Okay, crazy fact. Today I learned this from my coworker, and it was one of the most incredible feats of sports knowledge I've ever witnessed. And you know my dad, and I know you, of stuff you know the Chiefs, and I've never witnessed anybody be able to do this. He is a big hockey fan. He's from Chicago. He doesn't really talk about other sports with me.
Is he a Blackhawk?
No. I don't think so. I don't think he likes
the... Red Wing. Or no, that's Detroit. Chicago is the Blackhawks.
I think he likes, but he likes a lot of teams. Okay. But this is what I'll tell you. And I didn't believe him, and he proved it to me today.
Okay.
Okay? He said he could name every Stanley Cup winner starting from now all the way back to the mid-60s in a row. And I was like, I don't believe you. And he did it in front of me with it on my list, and he just went through each one. He knew how many. He knew which one. He knew the season that there was no Stanley Cup winner because there was like a lockout or something. Yeah. He knew everything and went all the way back to the 60s. And he's like, yeah, then it gets hazy because there was just the same. And to see it live, that was 58 in a row.
I could probably get to 2000 for NFL.
NFL. For Super Bowl. And he did it till the 60s.
Yeah, which is unbelievable. Is a lot to get back to. And then
but that's like our 40 lifetime.
On top of that?
That's our lifetime. Crazy. He did 30 years before he was born in
a
row.
That's crazy.
So yeah, that's an obsession, and I was really impressed, so... shout out to Carter for that.
Nice.
All right, next up, we've got the last one. Kodo. We've got Super Bowl versus Ashes, which is cricket. Ashes is a cricket.
I think we know that. Actually might be the more watched event.
Worldwide, but...
yeah, but Super Bowl.
Not for you. Super Bowl. Easy. Okay. All right, now we've narrowed it down. So we've got the Olympics versus...
fight.
Round two. Finish him. So we've got Olympics versus...
triple kill.
Killtastic.
Killing.
Killing main. Killing spree. EA Sport. Wait, wrong guy.
EA
Olympics.
EA Sports. It's in the game.
E-E-E. Olympics versus the Tour de France.
Olympics.
Olympics moves on. The Masters versus Wimbledon.
Masters.
Masters. That one's not as close.
That was closer than the Olympics versus the Tour de France.
Mm-hmm. All right, and we got World Cup versus March Madness. Tough. Tough.
World Cup versus March Madness. Frick, dude. It's unfortunately got to be the World Cup.
Wow. Upset. You know what? Cinderella right there. That's a Cinderella story.
Well, Cinderella, man. It's mostly because of the worldwide aspect of it, because literal countries shut down for the World Cup.
That's whereas, true.
Like, we March just Madness like pause here. Our work day so we can watch parts of games.
Yeah, sure. Because there's so many of them. Where the World Cup, it's like the whole country. These are just small college Correct. Towns that are like invested in each one that yeah. like it's more important. But World Cup is like, yeah, people riot. They kill each other for this.
They do.
I was in Brazil during, or I was going to Brazil during the World Cup there, and they rioted and it like shut everything down because it That's was, crazy. they lost to Germany, and everyone tried to attack me because they thought I was German
oh.
because of my red hair. So they would say, você é alemão? Yeah, you're German? And I'd say, no, United States. And they'd be like, okay, fine. They'd be drunkards in the street yelling at me.
You said South Kitsap County.
I said Port Orchard in the house. Right here.
Look, we got Corey in the house.
Corey. Okay, well, Bear in the Big Blue House. That's a deep cut.
The
moon,
the bear in the Big Blue House.
I love that. Love that. And out of the box.
Out of the Box was goated.
With the ones that did the little drum and the guy. Yeah. So long, farewell. Dude.
Way to go.
What a great, nice. That's how you know we're old. We're old because of that.
Yeah, dude. We're in our 30s.
We're over the hedge. I mean, yeah. Over the hump.
Well, Bruce Willis was in over the hedge.
He was. Nice
and
pull.
And Steve Carell. And Wanda Sykes.
Wanda Sykes! Good old Wanda Sykes.
Oh, man.
Okay. On the other side, we have the Super Bowl versus the Stanley Cup.
Damn.
That's all you gotta say?
I gotta go with the Super Bowl.
Super Bowl, big time.
Like, I'm trying big to time. Answer these honestly, not just for me, but like which is more impactful, and it's the Super yeah. Bowl. But Stanley Cup, Lord Stanley, give it up to you.
Lord Stanley. Okay, well, if that's the case, then we've got.
That's what they call the actual trophy.
Yeah, Lord Stanley. Yeah. Lord Stanley Yelnats the fourth.
Well, Stanley Hudson.
Well, Mr. Hudson is a menace.
Well, Doc Hudson.
Well, Doc Ock.
Well, yeah.
Never mind.
We'll move
okay.
On. That's the next one.
Okay, Olympics versus the Masters.
Dude.
It's an impossible decision that you have to make.
Masters.
The Masters. Welcome to the Masters.
The Masters. Because
okay. Masters makes it into the championship.
Too long, and it doesn't get as much views as, like, the Masters is worldwide as well.
I don't know. I think the Olympics gets more. Olympics is
does.
Like every
no,
country.
Like in totality, yes, but one event, no.
Sure. I would still say more because when China has one of their Olympics, their gymnastics teams in
that's
it,
true.
Their whole country's watching.
But
that's a billion people.
I mean, seriously?
Whoa, easy. We're going to get banned.
That's get why reported. I'm muting myself.
Good job. No proof of anything. Except reading lips. Okay, then the other side of the bracket for the championship to determine who makes it into the championship, we have the World Cup versus the Super Bowl.
It's a World Cup.
World Cup trounces the Super Bowl. So now that we're looking at our finale, our championship, we have the World Cup versus the Masters.
It's the World Cup.
Wow, I would never. I totally thought you were going to say Masters.
It's the World Cup.
I would have put money
on that. I think Masters has more pull than the Olympics, but the World Cup literally shuts down countries.
Steele would give you props now because he knows that's true too. Well, he knows it's the better championship.
Very fun bracket. I was going to have us draft those events, like what is the greatest sporting events.
I would say that you're correct on the World Cup as well. I would just say that if it's the Masters where Tiger Woods was in his prime, then there's nothing that competes with that. None of these things. I don't care what March Madness game's on. I don't care what it is. Tiger Woods in his prime in the Masters in the mid-2000s, you couldn't stop me from watching that if it was my age now. I'd be calling out work on Thursday and Friday. That's all I'd be doing.
Oh, yeah. So absolutely. So, all right.
Woo!
Good times. Now, for our segment slash draft, Jeff, I posed this to you. I wanted to give you some time to think about this. This is an all-time NBA jersey draft. And the rules of this go, if I draft Andre Iguodala from the Sixers, I get I get this spot, and you cannot draft someone from the 76ers, or you cannot draft a Sixers jersey. You also cannot draft Andre Iguodala for the Warriors.
For any team.
Correct. So there's a little bit of stratagem to see who wants to take what picks, when and where.
So the point of the person is, it's the types of jerseys they were wearing at the time when they played.
Yeah, so once a player is drafted, they can't be taken on a different team. Because there's a lot of players, like, sure. These are jerseys that we would want to own ourselves. So it's not necessarily just, like, trying to get the fan vote. This is, like, getting our favorite picks and who we want to have these jerseys for.
Like, our premier jersey.
Yes. Okay. So we're going to go back and forth. We're not going to snake this. We each get 15 picks. And, Jeff, I will
15?
Yes. There's 30 teams.
Okay. So, oh, we're doing it that way. Okay.
Yep. And so once a team is taken, I can't draft that team. So you have to be a little bit strategic in terms of picking ones that you really want high on your list, or maybe stealing ones from me. Pause. So yeah, I'll let you go first, and I have them in alphabetical order.
Okay. Well then, I am going to start out. So I'm going first, you said?
Yep. And okay. We're not snaking.
Okay. I'm going to go with good old 21, Tim Duncan, Spurs.
Dang it, Jeff.
And that's especially when he had the old school Fiesta ones that they wore in the 90s.
So that was going to be my first pick, just to take it from you. And I was going to take Manu.
Oh, that's rude. No, that's rude.
It was going to be Manu. Okay. Then with my first pick, I'm going to come up to the Bulls, and I'm going to take Derrick Rose.
D. Rose.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
Okay.
I like it.
Really solid.
I like it a lot.
Okay. Man, D. Rose jersey was so sick. That was everybody wanted a D. Rose.
And I still do. Like, some of these are, like, jerseys that I would still potentially go buy.
It's a really good pick because you also take away everything Bulls-related off the list, which is really, so it's really tough.
I've actually prioritized this on my own. I made my own jersey version of this.
You had other ones.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay. Smart.
Yeah.
Well, then I'm going, I mean, really liked it, was the Allen Iverson silverish jersey from the Sixers.
Oh, that was my next pick.
Love it. So, a little AI. That thing with the shimmering silk.
Dude.
You wanted to look cool? That was the coolest.
Yep. Well, dadgummit, Jeffrey.
this is off the cuff, baby. All right.
It is.
That's what I got.
Okay. Well, then I'm gonna drop down here to the Raptors. And I'm going to go Tracy McGrady.
Nice pick. That Raptors jersey is beautiful. And McGrady, yep. I mean, that also takes him off of, I can't pick a Rockets pick with that either if I wanted it. Okay.
Correct. Yeah. And that's part of why I took that there.
Okay. Well, I might do something that feels a little cheaty, but I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
I don't know if this is allowed, but it feels like it should be.
Okay.
Because they still get their own records. OKC removed their rights from it, and that is the Supersonics, but I don't know if it should count towards it because Kevin Durant with the Supersonics feels like it has to be.
I did not put the Supersonics on this list, just like I did not put the Bobcats. This is
but current. So it can't count towards it because that those jerseys are beautiful, and I would love a Durant jersey from the Supersonics.
They are. Should we add it?
I feel like we should.
Okay. Well, that.
If you do, that means that we have to add one more, so you can add the Bobcats if you want.
Oh, gross.
Well, I mean, you have to. It's not even.
Wow.
Or you can add the, what, another team? What's another one?
We'll figure it out once we get there. Okay, good pick. I am going to, so I've actually prioritized my list in terms of low, medium, and high on what I want to take. And,
okay.
This is tough because I don't know what you would take. So I'm going to actually come up here to the Thunder, and I'm going to take Steven Adams.
Steven Adams?
I love Steven Adams so much, dude.
I mean, yeah, I just, as a Thunder jersey.
Yeah.
You could have taken him with another team.
True, yeah. but now you can't.
Okay, you got me. I can't take anyone else with the Thunder.
I got you.
Okay, that's fine. Well, then I know who I'm going next. Okay. I'm going a good old Damian Lillard on the Blazers. Give me that Damian.
Literally.
Because that's iconic, man. And the Damian Lillard eras of jerseys were beautiful. They had some really nice ones. That Christmas time jersey.
I was going to take him with the Bucks as my next pick, so I kind of hate you right now.
Sorry, but not sorry.
All right. Well, that sucks. All right. I'm going to go to the T-Wolves, and I'm going to take
Garnett.
Jimmy Butler.
Oh, what are you doing? Why would you do that?
Because I think that would be hilarious.
That's insane. What? Yeah. You want a Butler jersey from the Wolves when they had the most problems? Yeah. Literally, it was literally the worst. Oh my gosh.
I just think it's funny. So. Yeah.
And now you're basically, it's almost like you're rubbing it in my face now because you're like, oh, I put Jimmy Butler, trash pick, and now I can't pick Kevin Garnett. Nothing. I can't. That sucks.
Yeah. Well.
Okay. Fine.
Yep.
Then I'm going with Barkley on the Suns.
Nice.
Give me the Suns Barkley.
I actually had him as my backup on the Sixers. It was on my list there. I'm going to run up here to the Celtics, and I'm going to take Rajon Rondo.
Okay.
I love Rondo.
You love some Rondo?
Yeah, he was one of my favorite players ever. So
give me that Rondo.
Okay, you're next.
Okay, well, I feel like this was obvious, but I feel like I have to take it because there's too many other options for him, and that's going to be the old school LeBron Cavs jersey.
Nice. Who did I have on my Cavs list? I had Kyrie.
Kyrie? Oh, good. That would have been good. So he's had a few teams, too.
All right.
LeBron James.
Next on mine, I'm going to go with Steve Nash as a Maverick.
Ooh, good job, Nash jersey, even though I didn't like Nash at all in the Tony Parker era.
So Steve Nash is one of my favorite top three probably players of all time, and I've had two of his son's jerseys. So I already have those jerseys, so therefore I'm moving to the... And that's also why I didn't take KG with the T-Wolves is because I have a KG T-Wolf jersey.
You have one, so it wasn't.
I still do.
Okay.
You're up.
The continent.
Yep.
Okay. Well, give me a Karl Malone Jazz jersey.
Thank you so much.
Give me that Karl Malone. Oh, for the Jazz, baby.
Do you want to know who I had as my Jazz option? Gordon Hayward.
Gordon Hayward? You're fired. If Gordon Hayward's... I mean, he was loved by many.
Oh, wow. Man.
Okay, man, I have a great next pick. I totally forgot. Now I remembered it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, let's go to... What I want to go... Oh, let's see. Sorry, you took the Suns.
Yeah,
I'm just checking off my list.
Yeah, you and your list.
Okay, I'm going to go to the Wizards, and I'm going to go with an MJ jersey.
Ooh. Oh, Michael with the. Oh, I forgot that he. I didn't even think of that he played with them, but yeah, that'd be a cool jersey.
So I'm like going like the half Jordan old school, Wizards. Half like medium school, half new school, or part new school.
Sure.
I don't know.
We're taking the bottom of the list. Like, we're knocking everyone off on the lower half. A lot of the Western teams, too.
Warriors, Rockets, Pistons.
Okay, I'm going up to the Kings. Actually, wait, should I go with the Kings? No. I'm going to go with the Knicks.
Okay.
I'm going to take the Jimmer Fredette Knicks jersey.
I was going to take Jeremy Lin.
Jeremy Lin, some Linsanity. Wow.
That's a good pick.
Classic. That is a good pick.
Okay. I like the Jimmer pick. That's great.
Love me a Jimmer jersey.
Okay. Let's go. I'm going to go to the Pacers, and I'm going to go Reggie Miller.
Dude, Reggie Miller, man. There's not a lot of Pacers. Mr. Choke pause. Boy. Double pause. Double pause. All right. Well, then let's take me back over to the Kings, and I'm taking a Mike Bibby.
Nice.
Give me that Bibby.
I have a Bibby jersey, but not. Crappy pick. You should have gone Jason Williams, you jackwagon.
Oh, Jay Will. Some white chocolate.
Gone Jason Williams, yeah.
I should have, but Mike Bibby, man. He got swole after the NBA. He's freaking huge.
Yeah, dude. He's
like weightlifting. He's, just like
he's puffy.
Someone else just started doing like bodybuilding after the NBA. Not JaVale, but another guy.
Okay. I was going to potentially take him on the Supersonics. Actually, no.
Ray
pause.
Allen?
I'm going to change this. I'm going to go to the Bucks, Ray Allen.
Ray Allen Bucks, dude, he was a legend.
Yep.
Ray Allen, young Ray Allen.
Yep.
Wow.
I'm stoked at that pick.
That's a really good pick. Then get me over to the Hawks and give me some well, no, because I already took the Blazers version. I'm going to go with...
Blazers version?
Well, there's a player he played... I'm pretty sure he played with... Well, did he play with the Blazers?
Who?
No. Oh, I don't...
Clyde?
Hold on. Yeah, Clyde the Glide. I think I'm going to take him Hawks.
That would be...
Some
Hawks.
Drexler.
You mean Rockets?
No. Hawks.
Clyde didn't play on the Hawks. He played on the Rockets.
No, sorry. I'm not thinking of Clyde Drexler. I'm thinking of someone else.
Dikembe Mutombo or Dominique Wilkins?
Dominique. I'm thinking of Dominique Dunk Boy.
Yeah.
Dominique. I don't want a Wilkins. Bill Wilkins Hawks jersey. Dominique, the only one to truly compete against Michael in a dunk contest.
Okay, I like the Dominique Wilkins. I had that on my list. I also had Mutombo on the Hawks, potentially. I'm going to go to the Heat, and I'm going to take Dwayne Wade.
D-Wade? Isn't that crazy Wade? How he spells his name? No. Dwayne Wade is such a weird way to spell it. Watch. Look how you spell it.
D-W-Y.
There's the Y. The Y is first. Dwayne.
Wait, why does he look like
Dwayne?
Why does he look like a... Whatchamacallit?
I know what you want to say. Don't say it.
No. What's his name? Travis Scott, little action figure here.
He doesn't even look like Travis Scott at all. What?
No, he doesn't look like Travis Scott. He looks like the Travis Scott action figure.
I don't see it.
Okay.
The fact that he only put up 15 points a game in Miami, though. Dwayne Wade.
All right, thanks for correcting me on that one. Happy
I
with that
Dwayne
pick.
I love Wade.
And, Jeff, it goes to you.
I'm going to take it all the way back to the Clippers, and I'm going to take a good old Blake Griffin Clippers jersey.
Nice. That was my choice, too, because I didn't know of anybody else that I wanted to.
You're going to take DeAndre Jordan?
No.
No?
I had Blake Griffin as mine.
Jamal Crawford? Crawford would have been a good pick.
That would have been a great pick.
Dude, what a great Crawford would be a sick jersey from the Clips.
I'm gonna go with Ja Morant on the Grizz.
That was my Grizz pick. I just was waiting, just in case.
Yeah. Alright, we got the Hornets, The Lakers, the Magic, the Nets, the Nuggets, Pistons, Rockets, Warriors, and then we'll go Bobcats.
Bobcats. Ugh. Ugh. Yuck. Okay. Scroll up to the top. Let me go with the... I'm going to go with Kareem on the Lakers.
Nice.
Lakers, Kareem. I'd love an Abdul-Jabbar jersey.
Did I spell it right?
Sure.
I think I did.
I think so. All right. It's close. It's close.
I had Gary Payton as my Lakers pick.
Gary G. Payton?
Yeah, the glove? Instead, what I'm going to do is I'm going to come down to the Warriors, and I'm going to go with Gary Payton II.
Oh, GP2.
GP2.
Who also played for the Blazers.
And the Beavers.
And the Beaver. Oh, he was in Oregon.
Yeah,
Oregon State.
Both he and Gary Payton played for Oregon State. Isn't that sick?
Wow. Okay, well, I'm going with a Rockets jersey next, and I want Yao Ming, baby. Nice. Give me Yao.
I was going to take T-Mac there at the Rockets because that's sick, but then I wanted to take
the Raptors jersey's better.
And because I'm going to partner T-Mac to my Nets pick of Vince Carter.
Oh, the Cousins.
The Cousins.
You get your Cousins' jerseys. Sick pick. I don't like the Nets jersey from then, but...
Me neither, Vince but Carter's I want Vince Carter because I love Vince Carter. Nah, mean.
Yeah. Nah, mean. Okay. Scroll up. Let me see what we got to work with up there.
Hornets.
Oh, give me some CP3 on the Hornets, baby.
Nice.
Give me that CP3. Now that he's a Spur, I want that CP3. Yeah, and the Hornets had some good pinstripes I liked.
Yes, that is a great pick there. I had LaMelo as my only option there. So
LaMelo!
I'm going to go to Nikola Jokic.
Jok? A Jok jersey? Wow, I'm surprised no, like, Carmelo.
No.
A Melo jersey would be sick.
Brandon had the Melo jersey, and I wore that thing enough. I don't want it.
Aww.
Okay, so we have the Magic left, the Pelicans, Pistons, and Piston Bobcats Cup left.
All right. Get me over to the Pels, because I want a Zion Williamson jersey.
Ooh, I was going to take Drew.
Really?
Just because he shut down.
Well, Uncle Drew.
Uncle Drew, yeah. All right, you took there, so that means we got 3 picks left. Pistons, Magic.
There's so many good ones left.
Pistons, Magic, and Bobcats. I'm going to go... No, I'm not going to do it.
You're going to have to do it. I'm going to force you with it, so you're going to have to anyway.
Fine. I'm going
to
go with Chauncey Billups, head coach for the Blazers on the Pistons.
Dude, I wish you had taken Rip Hamilton, baby. That would be sick.
I almost went Rasheed Wallace, but because he's the Blazers head coach, I went with...
Ben Wallace, dude. If you're going to go with a Wallace, go Benny Boy.
Well, Rasheed played for the Blazers.
Not well.
Okay, Magic. Is that where you're going? Are you going Jameer Nelson?
I'm going. I'm not going Jameer Nelson. Tough. We've eliminated a couple decent Magic players.
Oh, you're not going Dwight Howard? I thought that was pretty obvious.
I don't want to go Howard. I don't want a Howard jersey.
Okay.
I'm going to go Shaquille O'Neal. Shaq jersey.
Great freaking pick.
Young wow. Shaq on the Magic. Fantastic.
That is so wrong.
Dude, are you okay? What just happened? How did you type that? Shaquille.
Wait, how do you spell? Shaquille. There we go.
Shaquille O'Neal.
Neal. All right, cool. And then I'm actually stoked with this pick in the Bobcats. I'm going with Gerald Wallace. One time Blazer great.
Gerald Wallace.
So, yeah, great pick. I thought that was super fun because there's a little bit of stratagem to take the jersey.
No, that's fun because that makes me think about some of these that I'd want, and like I actually want some of these jerseys.
All right, so now that we've built our list of 15 each, I want you to star 5 of them that you actually want.
Okay. So Duncan pick.
You don't have a Duncan jersey?
No, I don't. I only had a Kawhi jersey, like a Leonard one.
I don't have a Dame jersey, so.
I just was like, I'd rather not have to worry about the jersey. I feel like I jinxed it.
I had a Clyde Drexler jersey, I had a Terry Porter jersey, and I have a Shaedon Sharpe jersey.
Okay, that's not bad.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd take the Duncan one is number one I'd have. Okay. The Supersonics Kevin Durant would be my second one.
Really?
I'd love that suit. That one's sick. Charles Barkley Suns jersey was so sick.
That'd be tight.
Scroll up to the top. The Jimmer jersey. Nice. Definitely want that one.
That's 4.
And then, I mean, just to go with this, honestly, the Iverson jersey.
Nice. Great picks. I like it.
There's so many left, though, that I'd want, but.
Yeah. I think I'd go Derrick Rose Bulls.
Yeah. I think that's just sick. Fantastic.
Steve Nash Mavs.
You have some killer jerseys.
I actually did have a Reggie Miller Pacers jersey. I forgot about that. I did at one point.
Oh,
we're going to go T-Mac Raptors. Oh, whoops. 3. Nope. Yeah. So I have D-Rose, Steve Nash, T-Mac. We're going to go Jimmy Butler Wolves jersey.
Yuck. Why?
And we're going to go MJ Wizards jersey.
Dude, what a wasted pick. The Jimmy Butler jersey is just so... People would be like, what are you doing wearing this? Like, you should not be wearing a Jimmy Butler jersey anywhere in public.
Dude, but that's what's funny about it.
I know, I just feel like you get beat up or something by somebody who's mad.
All right, let's look at the images of him on the T-Wolves. It's actually a pretty clean jersey. I would want one of the white ones.
It's not bad.
They're
with the blue.
They're
very
boring and basic, but like,
yeah.
For some reason, it's clean.
Reminds me of the Seahawks with the green on that one.
Yeah, it is totally Seahawks vibes there.
Yeah, the light. Oh man, he was a problem with that team. They hated him. He was like playing the team, and he was like, "I'll beat all of you one on one."
And he
like,
did.
And he did. He beat them all.
He ran with like their like G League
their
crew
backup and team, and they beat
Kat
all the starters
and D'Angelo Russell and who else?
Was it Gobert?
No, not yet.
Or is it still no? Yeah, dude, he was crazy.
Man, that is funny.
Nice job. I like that. That was good.
Thank you for entertaining me with this draft.
You created a very good
idea.
Google Doc.
Thank you. You know me. Yeah.
Master of the docs.
I like my docs. I like my spreadsheets. The sheets.
Whoa.
I like to
spread the sheets and spread the
sheets.
Like wait.
Rip it up and flip it down too.
No. No, no, no. No.
Jim Carrey.
I know, but
I like to rub it up and flip it down too.
Good job. No.
No love for that one. That's fine. Okay. Final takeaways from this jersey draft.
They were fantastic. I love jersey drafts. When it actually feels like it's something I would wear, not just in general, then yeah, that's a good time. Makes me want to go buy a jersey right now from DHgate.
Yeah, I was going to say Alibaba or AliExpress.
Alibaba
or whatever.
DHgate's my go-to, man. They're solid jerseys.
We had shout out to my missionary boys, Coop and Gillings and Stewie. We're on a jersey buying spree, and they would buy $20 jerseys like once a month. They would buy a jersey like once a month for like 4 or 5 months, and
it's
it would take like 2 months to get delivered.
Yeah, the shipping is forever.
Yeah, it's a good time. All right, well, that's episode 43. Next one is
in the books.
Cuatro y cuatro. And
wow, bilingual. What a man.
Yeah, and
you're single.
Let us know if you. Let us know if you have any Let us know if you have any draft ideas for us. Leave them in the comments. Any jerseys that we missed out on, your Super Bowl predictions. And with that, yeah, give us a final word.
Whoever wins this game next week is going to have obvious bragging rights forever, but all I got to say is, fight, Eagles, fight! On to victory!